Good morning. Today we are referring back to the question we had yesterday. We asked as follows, why, when doing the filas apayim during tachanun, do we cover our faces? And we brought, in fact, five different separate reasons for covering the face during the filas apayim of tachanun. And one of them, this was number four of ours, is as follows, because we want to ensure that we do not do the nefilas apayim placing our faces on our palms, the palm of our hand, so accordingly we cover with something else. So this is the Eliyahu Rabbah brings in the name of the Sefer Hamanig, the Chasos Pana Betalis, we should cover our faces with a talis or besudar, or our head covering, a shawl, or some other covering, v'lo biyad atzmo, but do not cover your face with your hand, because written on the hand, in particular on the palm, mipnei sheksuvim sham avonosa, because the sins that we committed are written on our palm. So the Sefer Kera Ravatz brings that he asked the Gaon Rav Chaim Kanievsky, is there a source for this concept that the sins that we have committed are written on our palms? And Rav Chaim Kanievsky answered as follows. I'll tell you what I remember right now. He didn't do any research on it. Look and refer to Kala Rabati at the beginning of the third parak. That's a minor tractate, Kala Rabati. So if you look there, it says something somewhat close to this concept. It says that all of the sins that we commit are engraved, are written into our bones. Chakukim is an engravement into our bones. And all of the schuyos, all the mitzvahs that we have done are written on our right hand. So something similar, something quite similar. So that's what Rav Chaim Kanievsky wanted to say is possibly that's a source for this concept. There's another source that requires a little bit translation, a little bit commentary on it, but it may come a little bit closer. Maseches Smachos, which is also a minor tractate. So it says as follows, Shalu Talmidav as Rebbe Eliezer. So the Talmidim of Rebbe Eliezer asked him as follows, Ketzad Dina Kever. What happens when somebody passes away, the judgment, when the person passes away and he's been buried? So what happens there? So Amar Lehem, so Rebbe Eliezer responds back to them, Kevin Sheniftar Adam in Olam, when somebody passes away from this world, Bamalach Hamavis, the angel of death comes, V'yeshev Lo Al Kivro, he sits on his kever. He goes and sits on his, where he's buried, on the coffin, on top of the kever, and Makeh Oso Biyado, and he hits him on his hand. This is the Malach HaMavis hitting the individual who passed away, hits him on his hand, and says as follows, Hagida li mashimcha, tell me what your name is. What's going on in this Maseches Machos? So the Sefer Chesed LaAvraham, which is from the grandfather of the Chidah, says as follows, he explains, why is the Malach HaMavis hitting a person on the hand when he passed away? So he says as follows, Mipnei shepinkas avonosav, ksuvim biyado uksuvim al shemo, because there is a listing out of all the sins that somebody committed. It's listed on his hands, and it's also written on his name. So that is the explanation that the grandfather of the Chidah explains this Maseches Machos. When they ask Rabbi Eliezer, the Malach HaMavis comes and he goes to the kever and he hits the person on the hand. Why is he doing that? So based on this Chesed LaAvraham, it's because the sins are written on the hand of the individual, and accordingly, this is one of the forms of punishment, apparently, that someone will receive, because that was the question that the Talmidim asked Rabbi Eliezer, Ketzad Din HaKever, what happens, what's the punishment that happens in the Kever? So we see, based on this, so apparently there is a source for this concept, brought down by the Sefer Hamanig and others, that Tachanun should not be done directly on one's palm. And that's why they say we cover our faces with something else, with a piece of clothing, or talis, a sudar, to ensure that the Tachanun, the Nefilas Abayim, is not done on our palm where we have inscribed the sins we have committed. Have a wonderful day.